If somebody slipped and fell this way, you'd say they fell.
Well, it fell on his face, his stomach, which...
And he fell this way.
On his back.
Mm-hmm. And the direction would be he fell...
Forward.
And this way he
backwards.
Fell. Would you ever use nary?
Use who?
Use nary. Would you ever... Somebody said, did you catch some fish? You might... Would you ever say nary a one? Or would you ever hear that?
No. Well, yeah, I have heard it, you know. Mm-hmm. But most of them say, I didn't catch a thing.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever hear anyone use nary now?
Very seldom. Back you find a few people that would use it.
Mm-hmm. A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do anything.
If somebody apologizes for breaking your rake, you say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
A crying child might say he was eating candy and didn't give me.
Didn't give me, well, either not all we were some or any.
Now, that boy's spoiled. When he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble.
He'll have his trouble what?
Anything at the end.
He'll have a troubled life.
If you have a good yield, you say, we raised a big...
crop.
What would you call these things in the field, that after you plow, kind of trenches in the field?
We call them middles. And the beds would be rows.
And so you have middles and rows?
Well, down at the bottom, we call that the middle, and the row then would be up to, you know, the one you threw up there.
What would you call a crop that might come up by itself?
I don't remember anything ever coming up by itself.
Sometimes after, if a field's planted, a year later, sometimes a crop might come up.
Yeah, but we never had anything like that. Mm-hmm.
Wheat would be tied up into a...
bundle.
The bundles or sheaves are piled up into a...
Mm. Well, I'd say stack, because I don't know how they, you know, will go with wheat.
We raise 40 of wheat to an acre.
Bushel.
What would you do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, beat it. That's where we used to get the oaks off there.
Something we had to do today, just two of us, we'd say, we'll have to do it, or you'd say...
We had to do... What you mean, we had to do something today?
Uh-huh. You might say, and...
And tomorrow and me?
If someone doesn't want just me or just you, he wants...
The both of us.
If some friends of yours are coming over to see me, you say, and are coming over. You might just say, if you didn't use their names, you might say, well, and...
Susan and Willow coming over to see me.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't use their names, you might say...
Those two people are coming over to see me.
Uh-huh. Or he and...
She was coming over to see me.
If comparing how tall you are, you say, he's not as tall as...
I am.
Comparing how tall you are, again, you might say, I'm not as...
Tall as he is.